You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back again for another edition of Mason's Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me. And let's get started with a question about rookies from Ryan Encinias, who asks, with the additional pickups of Paxton Lynch and Devontae Booker, do you think they have a real chance to be starters, or is it all hyped? Well, they have a real chance to be starter. I'd say Lynch has a better chance to be a starter than Devontae Booker. What Paxton Lynch ends up as on the depth chart, I think, is going to depend mainly on Paxton Lynch, not so much Mark Sanchez. If he proves that he can handle the dropbacks, the play actions, calling the plays in the huddle, if he can do that, then there's no reason why he wouldn't be a starting quarterback, assuming he's able to make his reads on the field, assuming that he can avoid mistakes. I think preseason is going to tell the tale of where Paxton Lynch ends up, whether he starts or not. I think if he goes out there and plays well and, you know, does phenomenally, a la Russell Wilson in Seattle back in 2012, then he could get the job. But if he's not up to that standard, then I think you'll end up seeing Mark Sanchez. Devontae Booker, I think he can quickly settle in as the number two running back potentially. He's got to beat out Ronnie Hillman for that one. It's going to be an interesting battle over the course of the next 3 months or so. But if he can do better than Hillman, I think he can be the number two back. And then whether he starts, I think that will depend on C.J. Anderson. If Anderson is healthy, he's going to be the guy, and Devontae Booker is the relief option. But certainly, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility that you'll see Paxton Lynch and Devontae Booker starting at some point this year. The second question is from Jason Kirk, who wants to know, post-draft, what position or positions do you believe Denver still needs to address via free agency, whether it's added depth or starter competition? Well, I think you may see another linebacker, specifically an inside linebacker, perhaps. That's something that they may address. Remember last year they had a Reggie Walker, and they brought him in from San Diego. He didn't end up making the team, but he was there just in case some of the younger guys didn't show they were ready, and also just in case Brandon Marshall and Dan Trevathan weren't where they wanted to be coming off their injuries. So with the young competition next to Brandon Marshall, I could see them bringing in a veteran just to see, just to push everybody and serve as an insurance policy in case one of the young guys isn't ready. Another possibility, I think you can watch returns as well, although they've got guys they like, Braylon Addison, Khalif Raymond, Jordan Norwood coming back on punt returns. That's something that may play itself out down the line. If they get to August, perhaps, and they don't like what they have at return at the return spots, I could see a returner there. I don't really see a quarterback being a possibility. John Elway even mentioned that at the draft, that they're going to ride the three guys they've got for now, see where they are. They want to get Paxton Lynch, Mark Sanchez, and Trevor Siemian snaps, and bringing in an extra quarterback would only take away from them, so I don't see that. I'd look at those other spots as potential places where the Broncos could add. Thanks for the questions, and if you want it on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag, or hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver, of course, and please use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.